Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. Okay, go ahead and see if she's here. I can't tell. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Is Persephone here with us today?
I actually heard, yes, the goddess herself has arrived.
Yay!
For my questioning.
Oh,
Okay, she's
thank
here.
you. All right. Okay. What is the true meaning of descent and return, and how does it shape the soul's journey?
She said descending into the underworld is like descending into the subconscious realm. She said doing the investigative work of yourself, of your behavior, of your beliefs, of reality, of your trends. That is what descent entails. It is an unraveling of yourself.
And how can Deanna embrace both the light and shadow within her without fear or denial?
Oh, did I put that in there?
Oh, well, you said, how can I, but I'm.
Oh, how can someone? How about that?
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Sorry. I was like, oh, no. Say it again, please.
Okay. All right. How can someone embrace both the light and shadow within themselves without fear or denial?
She said, it is the true, truly embracing the entirety and even the enormity of yourself. She said, yes, you are equipped with both the light attributes and the darker attributes. Every person includes or has both parts of themselves, something to that effect. And loving the self is to not just like making yourself aware that they exist within you, but embracing that as your true nature.
Okay, what is the purpose of suffering or spiritual darkness in the path of transformation?
She said, all people suffer. It is, it's part of the planet. She said, every creature has suffered at some point in time, and all valuable lessons are to be learned, you know, that are equal, I guess, to the level of suffering you have endured. She said, sometimes these can be viewed as tests for yourself. And there are opportunities for growing in strength and other lessons that you have asked for. Therefore, suffering in itself is valuable, although many on your planet think it not.
Truth. Okay.
She said, all the suffering is an opportunity for not just growth, but the emergence of your truest self. That's what can happen as a consequence of the suffering you've experienced.
Yeah, agree. Okay. How can someone embody feminine power that is both fertile and fierce, nurturing and sovereign?
She goes, well, my dear, we are all nurturers in some degree, whether we nurture our hearts, we nurture the planet, we nurture each other. We are nurturing our minds. She said, wherever your attention lies,
or where your focus lies, that is what you are nurturing. Is that not the case?
Yes.
And she said, feminine power lies. I'm making sure she said this. She said elsewhere, but I think she means everywhere, all over the planet. She said feminine power lies in trusting oneself, loving each other, forgiving each other. She said believing in yourself. There's so many attributes and skills associated with feminine power, but it must be valued here, amongst the planet, and that is crucial for the survival of your species.
Very. Okay. What are the keys to navigating the underworld of the psyche with grace and clarity?
This is a difficult task for many of you. You are afraid to venture there by yourselves, alone in the mire of the inner workings of your mind. And she did say that for some of you, this is even a devilish task. For some of you, occupy very dark or negative thoughts that feed off of each other, and it is a difficult point to enter. What was the question? I'm sorry. That's what I heard.
So what is what are the keys to navigating? Like, what tips would she have to give in order to help us go through the psychic with grace and clarity?
Yes. Well, a spiritual guide is, she said, will be the most helpful thing for you, for an individual to have as they do their deep dive, to guide you in throughout the process. And it's interesting because what she's showing me is that as people are kind of doing that quote unquote inner work, the person looks like this and they have their eyes closed, they have their hands like this, and they're just so frustrated and they don't want to look at it. And that's what she's showing me what will happen or happens for a lot of people. But she is there as Persephone is there as like a spiritual guide of sorts to help you make that descent, take that journey into the inner workings of the psyche, she said, to help you unravel and unpack, unravel and unpack your package. She's there to help guide you, and she did say to, yes, shed some insight, but also to help you see your self-worth in the midst of all the pain, in the midst of all the sorrow. She is endowed with such a skill to help you see self-value, not to undermine yourself, but to learn from it, to benefit from your failings. And she is a guide for such a task. So,
Perfect.
yeah.
Okay. What does it mean to truly die before dying? And how do we prepare for inner rebirth?
That's a good question. She said everyone should die once at least this lifetime. She's like, if anything for yourself, she said to be reborn is a miraculous thing. All creatures seek another way of being aware of, she said, of another state of consciousness, of the full scope of your understanding. Yet, that cannot happen without a death of this self, as it were, the self that was created by man's hands, by man's words first. You must, she said, do that deep dive to unravel yourself, to allow the old self to be relinquished, and for you to part with the old self and to welcome in the budding of the splendid self of your splendid era, something to that effect, she's saying. But yes, dying is always necessary to be reborn as all things change on your planet. It is part of the quest we seek. It's part of the journey. It's an immense part, she said. And it's grueling for some.
Yeah, it is. How do we know when it's time to descend inward? and when the reemerge and when to reemerge into the world.
Well, I cannot believe she's saying this. Okay, obviously she knows the discussion that we just had. She's like, take your rock bottom, for example. That is your inward journey. That is the time for the descent to reemerge again, is it not?
Yes.
She's like, that is how you know when you have lost all hope, when you have lost all insight, when you are confused and frail, her words, then it is seeking another way. It is surrendering who you thought you were to allow something new to be reborn within you. Those are her words.
Okay. What wisdom lies hidden in the cycles of loss, grief, and letting go?
Change is inevitable. Change is the common occurrence here on your earth plane, and it is significant. All things change. There is a season for everything, and there is a constant undoing, in order for things to emerge new again. That is the cycle. She said the cycle of life. That is the cycle of the planet, and it is the cycle of yourself as a spiritual species. We are constantly being reborn, and she said, mind, body, and heart. She's also saying that grief is a part of change because with loss comes grief in some form or the other. It manifests in some way. But it is all, she's saying it's all for you. We think not from our judgmental perspective, but the cycles of loss. Okay, get this. She said the cycles of loss are actually being determined by you. You may not think that, but you are the arbiter of this change. Yes, we
See
have
that?
a hand in it.
I can see that.
She said, you know, the clue there is that it is always for your benefit. There is something to be gained with loss, as always. With the new quest beginning.
Truth. Okay. What role do seasons, literal and symbolic, play in the unfolding of human destiny?
Cycles is something she wants to reiterate, that everything on earth and thereafter, above and below, contain cycles of change. It is a common occurrence amongst the stars, amongst your being here and elsewhere, in the cosmic blueprint. All things must evolve or change, and seasons are a manifestation of that change. And it is for our awareness to understand that it's just a part of the cosmic role or cosmic life or something to that degree.
How can we heal from betrayal, abandonment, or deep soul wounds and reclaim our power?
Well, the way she said this, I'm dead. She goes, well, forgiveness is entirely up to you. Can't. Oh my God. She's just saying it's entirely up to yourself if you choose to forgive or not. And betrayal is hard. She said many of us have undergone some level of betrayal, even at the level of betraying ourselves, she says, and it is difficult. And that grief, she said, that grief is a whole other level of self-betrayal. But she will tell you that, forget, she wants to say this, you know, while forgiveness is optional, it is a helpful tool here for yourself, for all of us, for all beings, because it releases you from the past. It releases you from that experience, from what was. It allows you to begin again, to see with new eyes. and to no longer be imprisoned. Therefore, it is valuable in its scope. But she will refrain from saying, you must forgive because as a species, we are endowed with free will and the ability to choose what is ben most beneficial for us. But in terms of overcoming, she'll use that word, grief, betrayal, distrust or mistrust. She wants to say this again, like learning to forgive yourself. That's, she said, doing the inner work, see things from all sides, not pointing blame at others. These are all useful tools in your toolkit to release you from the bondage of what has occurred or the experience or the betrayal. She said she wants to make sure that the issue is when you are attached to what happened. That is the sticking point. And just like she's literally showing me like all the baggage, all the garbage, and then it's tethered to you and you can't really go far because you're dragging it with you everywhere. And she's saying the attachment is the problem. And it's learning to disengage, it's learning to cut the cord and to move on past that. That is your saving grace. So those are her, this is, she just said, those are my powerful words. I love her. Those are her powerful words on, especially on betrayal, she said, since she herself has experienced a slight or two.
Oh man.
Yes.
Okay. All right. What mysteries did you learn as queen of the underworld that you could share with us now?
She will speak of, I swear. I'm asking her again if I heard her correctly. I'm like, did you really want to talk about that? She said, yes, she will. So she wants to speak about judgment because her role as Persephone, the underworld queen or underrealm queen, she is responsible for, God, judging, I'm just going to use the word judging, those who enter her realm, casting judgment. What is the frame? What is the word? My God. Something j bestowing judgment. There's a better
Okay.
word.
Passing judgment.
Passing. Oh my God. Girl, after this, I got to go to
It's
bed.
okay.
Passing judgment on other people. So she wants to talk about this, about the whole judging process that we make upon people on the planet, since she's very familiar with this process, seeing people who enter her realm who have done something that may be frowned upon. She was like, all people do things that somebody else will frown upon. That's just a reality of life. So it's quick that we are quick to judge someone else's actions, rather than looking at ourselves. But she wants to talk about, she wants us to ask, like, why we pass, so, like, why are we judging so much? She's saying, why are we constantly passing judgment on others? We are aware of the difficulties that life presents, yet we are not aware of each other's stories. Yet we condemn first without trying to understand. It is necessary to empathize, she said. And put yourself in their place after having listened to their situation, their losses, their griefs, their stories of betrayals, their side. She's like, it's important to hold judgment first, always. Listen and ask your heart what it actually hears. And so,
So,
go ahead.
110% agree. But it is still difficult as a human to put ourselves in the shoe of a person that is completely off grid of your belief. For example, Trump. So hard not to judge him for what he's doing. But I 100% agree with her. But it's really hard.
She's saying he is an instigator. That's the first thing I heard her say for your planet.
Yeah, he is.
And she said, yeah, instigator is a good word. She's like, yes, that's the word. He's more of an instigator. And he's somebody who, again, what does it mean? What's another word for to rile up people? You know what I mean, though?
Instigate.
Like to rile people up. She's trying to tell me, like, he's very good
My mom
at
does it.
getting a reaction, is what she just.
Yeah, like she if she gets pissed off by something that she doesn't agree or understand, she'll do it back or she'll do something to get back. And I'm like, "Mom, that is what? That makes no sense whatsoever."
Yes, and she just said he provokes anger.
Yes.
People. Okay, thank you, Chris. She said this is understood from even their realm that, believe it or not, there is a need for this to happen. While it is difficult to assess his character without any sort of bias, she said, there is a reason for everything to occur. Whether man understands with man's understanding or not. So she's saying you call into question his character. She's saying this to you. She said, with that said, the circumstances or the situations that he's causing are necessary for us to evolve what as an instigator, whether you think that or not. So therefore, while he is hindering humanity's growth on one end, he is sparking change on the other.
I agree. I know. I mean, I know. I know there's a reason for him. Like, I get it. It's just so hard to keep in the light and not. Yeah, I get it though. Completely. No
And
arguments.
she's just saying that overall, that she wants people who are listening or are paying attention to try to judge less and to stand back and see the entirety of things, the full scope first, because many people act on their judgments first, and it is harmful. And her job as a goddess is also to help inspire the planet to behave better, to be better, to make better choices. And she wants people to learn from others, but she said learning also comes from empathy and understanding the journey of others, whether or not they are quote unquote equal to you, and learning their pain. And she's just saying the judgment part is very important to understand. So
Agree. That is one tough lesson.
it is because I judge a lot too, and but she's just saying that everything is connected,
Yeah.
and she just wants to remind us all that we all affect each other in the bigger scheme of things, even though we can't necessarily see all the wires crossing and everything connecting, that our thoughts are all connected, our feelings are all connected. And that's why it's her job again, as an arbiter of truth, as a judge of character, because that's her job in the underworld, is to help people to, yes, judge less, but assess differently, see things differently, and open your eyes wider, have a wider gaze, is what she just said.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes.
How can we become a bridge between worlds?
Oh, was that the full question? Oops, can you say it again?
Yeah. So how can we become a bridge between worlds, between spirit and matter, dark and light, death and life, and as you are?
Well, she's saying the human body itself is pretty much the bridge between spirit and matter. It is the embodiment of your spirit. So she's saying that is not to be denied. What was the other part of it?
Between dark and light, death and life, as she is. She does it so well.
You said she does it so well. So you're saying how can we be the bridge between those two?
Like how as she does it, does she have any tips to help us do it as well?
She would remind, and I don't know if you're familiar or not, but I am. She was like, she would remind everybody that her bridge happened as a matter of circumstance, is the way she's putting it. Hers wasn't necessarily of choice. To embody both, but she's saying in a positive light, we are always going to be the embodiment of both things, no matter what creature you are, she said, of the lighter half and the darker half. Both of those will be, the journey here entails both of those. Being a human entails both of those. Like, we really are the bridge. Regardless, based upon who we choose to be, the choices that we make, and the journey that we take.
And is there anything else you would like to share with us?
Yeah. Anything else, Miss Persephone? She wants to remind people that she is a queen, because she is. I have not forgotten. That she is in, and she is endowed with many skill sets. And as a queen, she is determined to help those who follow her or who ask for her guidance in her realm. And she does deal with the dark matters. That's what she said. The matters of the heart, the darker and harder questions that people need to tackle, and the nature of the darker self. That is where she is established. And she is equipped to help you it, with that journey that she says is a mining of the psyche that is it's necessary for us to be reborn. So she will jump into the darker, the deeper end or the darker end, whatever deeper end with you if you're willing to take that dive. She will guide you out once it has been completed. So that is her system, and that is how she is able to help. And that's what she wants people to know.
I love that.
I do too. All right, Queen
Thank you.
Persephone, we'd like to say thank you for being here and sharing all your insight and guidance. It is deeply valued. And she says, you are welcome.
Hey, muchas gracias.
Yes.